This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Indonesia Prabowo Subianto will hold talks in New Delhi today. Both leaders will undertake a comprehensive review of bilateral ties and discuss regional and global issues of mutual interest. Several agreements are expected to be signed after the talks. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi accorded a ceremonial welcome to the visiting president at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Subianto highlighted that Indonesia considers India a great friend and India was one of the first countries to recognize Indonesia's independence. He also expressed happiness on being invited as the chief guest of the Republic Day parade. President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation today on the eve of Republic Day. The address will be broadcast from 7 p.m. on the entire national network of Akashvani and telecast over all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi, followed by the English version. Broadcast of the address in Hindi and English on Doordarshan will be followed by the broadcast in regional languages by regional channels of Doordarshan. Akashvani will broadcast regional language versions from 9:30 p.m. onwards on its regional networks. The 15th National Voters Day is being celebrated across the country today. President Draupadi Murmu will attend the main function in New Delhi. Union Minister for Law and Justice Arjun Ram Meghwal, along with the Chief Election Commissioner and the Election Commissioners, will also be present at the event. The President will present the Best Electoral Practices Awards to state and district officials for their exemplary efforts in ensuring smooth elections. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today wished the people on National Voters Day in a social media post. Mr. Modi said the day is about celebrating India's vibrant democracy and empowering every citizen to exercise their right to vote. He added that it highlights the importance of participation in shaping the nation's future. Prime Minister Modi also lauded the Election Commission for their exemplary efforts in this regard. Mr. Modi also shared a clip of his Mann Ki Baat program where he said the constitution makers of the country have given great importance to participation of people in the constitution. He called India the mother of democracy and asserted that the country's democracy has strengthened and prospered in the past decades.
Hamare Samvidhan Nirmataon ne Samvidhan mein hamare Chunav Aayog ko लोकतंत्र में लोगों की भागीदारी को बहुत बड़ा स्थान दिया है। देश में जब 1951-52 में पहली बार चुनाव हुए तो कुछ लोगों को संशय था कि क्या देश का लोकतंत्र जीवित रहेगा, लेकिन हमारे लोकतंत्र ने सारी आशंकाओं को गलत साबित किया। आखिर भारत मदर ऑफ डेमोक्रेसी है।
The U.S. Supreme Court has cleared the extradition of Mumbai terror attack convict Tahavur Rana to India as it dismissed a review petition against his conviction in the case. India was seeking the extradition of Pakistani origin Canadian businessman Rana, who is accused of playing a major role in the 2008 Mumbai terror attacks, which claimed the lives of 160 people. He is allegedly associated with the Pakistani-American terrorist David Coleman Headley, who was one of the main conspirators of the attack. This comes weeks after Rana approached the U.S. Supreme Court against his extradition to India after losing the legal battle in lower courts. This was his last legal chance not to be extradited to India. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said trust and talent are the two most important factors attracting the world to India. Talking to media at the World Economic Forum at Davos in Switzerland, Mr. Vaishnav said despite all the disruption and issues the world is facing at present, India has emerged as a very trusted country that respects intellectual property rights. In men's cricket, India will take on England in the second T20 international at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai today. The match will begin at 7 in the evening. The Suryakumar Yadav-led Indian side are leading the five-match series 1-0. In the series opener on Wednesday, the men in blue crushed the visitors by 7 wickets at Kolkata. Varun Chakravarti was declared man of the match for his economic bowling. And with that, we end this news bulletin.